Okay, nun beis on mit beis, the two dots. Chol atzvos or maimer, the Mishnah says, if you made chalitza, and then either you made maimer or get, ein achar chalitza klum, once it's chalitza, the maimer has no effect. It's like there's no effect in the maimer at all. Omer of Yehuda Omer Rav, zu divrei Rabbi Akiva. That the maimer has no effect after chalitza is only according to Rabbi Akiva. The Omer ain't kedushin tosin b'chayvi lavin. There's a, once you give a woman chalitza, there's a lav to what's it called to marry her. She's also b'chlal, because kivin shelo bana shuv lo yivne. So now she's also b'lav, but she's not also b'kares, because the ma'isa the yibum takes off the iser of eishes achiv, and the chalitza doesn't bring it back. So she's also to marry, but only with a lav. So Rabbi Akiva holds that you can't marry a woman that you're also b'lav. It's impossible. There's no kedushin. And the Chachamim hold you could marry her. You're not allowed to, but you could create a marriage. So therefore, if you make maimer in a chalutza, right? If you would marry her mamish, it wouldn't help at all. So the maimer, there's no maimer either. But according to the Rabbanan, that if you married her, the marriage is a good marriage. So therefore, the maimer is also a maimer. But the Chachamim hold that a maimer after chalitza asers him to what's it called? He has to give her a get because of the maimer. It has an effect rabbinically. Rashi, why isn't it kedushin the oraisa? Because the chori didn't have kavana. But we'll see. We'll see as we go on. Zudah Rabbi Akiva, a cholatz v'asa b'maimer koi. It's going on the case of cholatz, and then you made maimer. Diktani lo tofis maimer. That the Mishnah says that ein achrei chalitza klum, that the maimer takes no effect. Okay, so that only goes according to Rabbi Akiva, but according to the Chachamim, that it's only a lav to marry your chalutza, so kedushin is tofes, so maimer is also tofes. Mara says, "Umi matzis smoke mismak Rabbi Akiva. How could you set up the mission like Rabbi Akiva? Vaktani reisha nosan get va'asa maimer tzricha get v'chalitza. Right? That if you gave a get and you made maimer, you need a get for the maimer and chalitza for the what's it called to be matter her la'alma. Right? She can't go out only with chalitza because it looks like she has kedushin, and people say that a regular woman goes out without a get." And the get doesn't help to be matter the yavama, because we have psukim that say get doesn't help by yavama. So therefore, you need get and chalitza. The I Rabbi Akiva, kiven diyoiv lo get, mi mahani ba maimer. The maimer, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you gave her a get, maimer shouldn't help at all. Because there's another lav, we'll see, that if you gave your yavama a get, there's a lav, that's what we think now, to marry her. Right? Tanya, we have a brisa that says that Rabbi Akiva Omer Menayin Lenosin Get Liyavimto Shenesor Lavalomis. How do you know if you gave a get to your yavama before you married her, before you miyabim her, you gave her a get? How do you know that you're never then allowed to marry her? Mashma min haTorah Shenemar Zaposik Lo Yucha Baal Harishon Asher Sholcha Achar Shiluach. Right, Zaposik says like this: the guy's married to a woman and he divorces her, and she goes and marries another man. So, and then that man dies or divorces her. The first husband's not allowed to marry her. That's a regular case. Only if she married somebody else is the first husband also to marry her after either she gets a get or that husband dies. But the Torah went out of its way to say lo yuchal ba'al harishon asher shilcha. Mashma, there's a case where just because he sent her away, still, he's also to take her back. Where is that case? Right? Achar Shiluach, right? That is what's it called, according to Rabbi Akiva, a special Isser, that by your Yavama, if you gave your Yavama a get, and what's it called, she didn't marry anybody else. So it's Isser to what's it called to marry her. It's Isser to what's it called to remarry her. Mashman's an Isser mit a lav. It's Isser with a lav, then Maimer won't help, because Kedushin won't help after you gave her a get, because it's chayvei lavim. Chayvei lavim, the kedushin doesn't take effect according to Rabbi Akiva. Omer Rav Ashi, get yivomim midrabbanon ukros machtav bialma. No, all of this is only nisut rabbanon, giving your yivoma a get that you're usher to her forever after that with a lav of asher shilcha, right? Asher sholcha. That's only drabbanon. The pasuk's only nasmachta. Therefore, even Rabbi Akiva agrees with the issue is only the Rabbanan, and Kedushin is Tofes, and therefore Maimer is also Tofes. See Rashi. Achar Shiluach, Chilomar, Midichsiv Asher Sholcha, right, Kroy Seira, the Lotzorich, Hachikomer, Yeshlecha Mishaleach, Sha'osova Hauser Achar Shiluach. There is a case where even if the woman didn't get married to somebody else, you just sent her away, you Magarish her, it's also for you to remarry her. Afil Lo Nisis, Ve'ezuzu Yavama. Kivin to Balav Koi, Hechi Mahaneh Basu Maimer, since there's a lav, what's it called, on a taking back your Yavama after a get, how could Maimer have effect after that, according to Rabbi Akiva? Okay. Right. Tanya Nami Hochi, of a brisa that supports that. Omer Rebbe, Ein Hadvorim Halolu Amurim Eladiv Rabbi Akiva. Right, the our Mishnah that says that ein maimer achar get, ein achar chalitza maimer or get, ein achar chalitza klum. Right now we're going on maimer. That maimer has no effect after chalitza. That's only according to Rabbi Akiva. Shohia osa chalutza keerva, because he holds that the isra of marrying the chalutza, right, kivin shelo bona shuv lo yivne, is like an erva. The kedushin is not tofes, because kedushin is not tofes b'chayvi lavim. And the Chachamim hold that you could create a Maimer after Chalitza and you have to give a get. And I say it makes a difference. If you married her for the sake of marrying her to be a regular wife after the Chalitza, right, then the halach is like the Chachamim that it's Tofes and she's married. Then she's married. But if your intention was to marry her as a Yavama, not as a regular wife, okay, in other words, you gave her a Maimer, and you intended that this should not be a regular Kedushin, but it should be a Kedushin Maimer, that answers your question, then it's nothing, it's meaningless. You can't make a Maimer in a woman who's no longer a Yavama. You gave her Chalitza. But you could marry her, according to the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Akiva, you can't marry her Bechlal because she's Chayvei Lavin. Tanya Idach, another brisa, im kid shol l'shum ishu tzricha himenu get l'shum yivamos ein tzricha himenu get. Right, another brisa says, Tanya Idach, achol sedin to the chosar kidsha, Rabbi Omer, im kid shol l'shum ishu tzricha himenu get. L'shum yivamos ein tzricha menu get. V'chachomim omrim, right, bein shekid shel l'shum isus, bein shekid shel l'shum yivamos tzricha menu get. Doesn't make a difference. Okay, now the Gemara says, so it comes out, we have three-way machlokas. According to Rabbi Akiva, after chalitza, doesn't make a difference what you did, there's no way that you can make a kedushin. Not a regular kedushin, and therefore surely not maimer. According to the chachomim, you can make maimer, and what's it called, that you can make a regular kedushin, and therefore both of them take effect. And according to Rebbe, it depends. If your intention was to marry her stam, then avarish you're married, because only chayvei lavim. But if your intention was to make maimer in a woman that you gave chalitza to, it's meaningless. It's not tofes, and it doesn't even make her a regular wife, because your intention was to marry her as a yavama, not to marry as a regular wife. Now the Gemara explains, my time of the Rebbe, why does Rebbe hold that if your intention was to make her a maimer, even though you gave her kesef, you say, Arbukudeshesli, it's not a kedushin. Why not? Why? Asua ka'older benichse ager kesover shalohe, the lokani. Case like this. Ger dies, and his property is hefker. And his karka is adjacent to yours. And you got mixed up, and you went, and the halacha is that you make a chazaka on his karka, you kone it. It's hefker. So all you have to do is make a chazaka. Chazaka could be you hoe the land. Okay. But you went out and you thought you were hoeing your land. You didn't have intention to be kona his land. You thought it was yours. But the taka was his. So the halacha is you're not kona. You need kavana for a kinyan. And you didn't have kavana for a kinyan. big machlokas rishonim. When do you need kavanah? Some rishonim hold you only need kavanah for a kinyan by karka, because the owner owns it really. It's nechoshim sheyesh lemachrayis. But for metalkalin, you don't need kavanah for a kinyan. Others hold that you always need kavanah for a kinyan. So in any case, same thing over here. I had kavanah for Maimer. I didn't have kavanah for Ishus, even though I went through the same ice. I gave her kesef, I say her amkudeshesli. Doesn't help, because I made a mistake. I didn't have kavanah for the kinyan Ishus. So Morris says, Omer le'abaya, mi dami. There's no comparison. Hasam lo kamechavin le'mikne. Over there by Nichsei Ager, I intended to hoe. I wasn't intended for any kinyan, because I thought it was my land. So therefore, when I didn't have kavanah for any kinyan, then it doesn't help. But over here, hacha komechavin lemikne. Over here, I had kavanah to be konaher, just as a mimer. And the maisa, I did a maisa that could be konaher for ishus. So there was kavanah for a kinyan, just the wrong kinyan. So maybe over there it does help. Halo damye el la odur benichse ger zeh, kesover shul ger acheru. If you want to compare it to the case of hoeing in the nichse ager without kavanah, you have to say it's talking where you thought this nechassim belonged to this ger who died, but it really belonged to a different ger that died. So you had kavanah for kinyan, but not the right one. That, then it's good, right? Tekani, there you are kona, because maisha had kavanah for kinyan, even though you didn't have kavanah for the right kinyan, but it still helps. Ela omer abaya hochamai eskin go to omer lo hiskachli b'maimer yivamin, right? Where he said the feirish, he didn't say harei mekudeshesli. He said, Harei at mekudeshesli b'maimer yivamin. He mentioned the fact, you are yivamin. Rebbe sover maimer ilu zika karami. Vasai chalit zafkat ilu zika. Right, Rebbe holds that maimer can only add to zika. Maimer is a strengthening of the zika. So once the chalitza came, there's no more zika. There's no such thing as maimer. It doesn't exist. So you can't create maimer after chalitza, because the zika is gone. Rabbanan savri heilichu dekoy vaheilichu dekoy meikara ilu omer lo heskatsi b'maimer yivomim milo mahani hasheva mahani. And the Rabbanan hold no, the zika is separate and the maimer is separate, and therefore maimer is not an enhancement of the zika. It's a separate thing. So even though the zika goes away, maimer still applies. That's what the Rabbanan holds. Rashi. When, after the chalitza, could you make kedushin? Right, according to the chachamim, that's only if your intention was to make a regular kedushin. Bisman she kitchel shem ishus be kedushin gemurim the loba maimer yavamim the vare kedushin tosim bechayv elavim kedushin is topis bechayv elavim according to the chachamim. But if you intended to make maimer, that won't help after chalitza. Avo kitchel shem yavamos ainu kedushin. Sorry, ain't kansad yibum. She's not a yivam anymore. The havilu kedusha tov is a mistake, and therefore you're not kohen. Ka'odr chofer, digging, hoeing. Kesaver shalohen. He thought it was his land. Shahaya karka hager somach lekarko umeis hager vein lo yorshim v'amarzu b'nechasim kana. The ger died. He has no relatives, and therefore his nechasim are hefker. Anybody who comes and makes a chazaka gets them. This guy is making a chazaka in the ger's karka, but he thinks that he's doing it on his own karka. He doesn't have any kavana for kinyan. He didn't have kavana to marry her as a regular woman. He had kavana to marry her as a yavama, and she's not a yavama. So therefore, it's not kona. So Abaye says, no, it's not true. Over here, you had kavana to be konaher, just the wrong kinyan. That helps. Just like if you had kavana to be, you had kavana, you thought you were being kona this nichse ager or some other nichse, a different ger. Hashem lo kamechaven lemikne to hachsover shalohen. Hacha mechaven lemikne mikomakom lemaisi. He wanted to be konaher. He just thought he was konaher as a yivama, but lemaisi gave her kesef. You know, konaher as an isha. Halo dami abaye hu daakshi va'ozo. Abaye is continuing his question. His kavana was mikona. Just he made the kinyan in what he thought was somebody else's karka. The high nomi kesover liknos mikoach achiv. The ino kona ele mikochav mikomakom kinyanu. Here the guy thought he was making a kinyan because she's a Yavama, and really he's making a kinyan because she's a regular white woman, but it's the same kinyan. Maimer ilu zika, Rami, may acher de takinu rabbanan lechol yavamim, lo tikun elahecha de kaima zika. When did the rabbanan say that maimer can help? Only where there's a zika. The maimer is an extension of the zika. But if the zika is gone because you gave chalitza, there's no such thing as maimer, it doesn't exist. The asa maimer visosif Allah. The hocha lekala maimer hochi da asya chalitza mafko the zika. Hai lechu they koi, velo mahani zika le maimer. Right? And Rebbe holds, no, they're two separate things. Zika is one thing, and maimer is a separate thing. And even if the zika is not there, it's still possible to make a maimer in this woman. Hilkach hashta kemikora. Mikora ilu omer lo eskachi lu b'maimer yavavin milokani. Afa gav delo mahani le zika, the haylechu de kaima, hashta nami mahani. Right? Even if the zika won't help, or the maisa, what's it called, the maimer will help. Because each one is a separate thing. That's the machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim. And both Rebbe and the Chachamim hold that if you had kavana for Maimer, then it, what's it called, won't help. And, according to the Chachamim, it'll help either way. According to Rebbe, it'll only help if you had kavana for regular issues. And according to Rebbe Akiva, it won't help the Chalal, because she's Chayvei Lavim, and there's no way of making any kind of marriage in her.